means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. The intense summer heat continues as we watch the tropics and hope for some raindrops. Very hot again today. We had a record high yesterday. Today's high near 98, heat index 100 or higher. Rain chances about 10%. We'll say 20% on the rain chances for Saturday. Still very hot with a high around 96. Sunday's high 93. Scattered thunderstorms in the forecast Sunday and Monday, we hope, as we watch the future progress of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for the Florida coast. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
This Facebook debate said no heart that's oppressed. Busy memorizing talk radio. And an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma. Ooh. It's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prep or alcohol. Twitch who's ranting in all caps. They're a douche, they're a douche. I will shortly unfollow. But at first I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys. You're an a-hole. You stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comment war is dying down. Have we let it go?
We will not know. Cause now here come the trolls.
Have been trolls.
We will not.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll. Mark Zuckerberg. Make all of my friends out just like me. Like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
People in the United States suffer from some level of fear of Friday the 13th.
Okay, guys, the full moon is upon us.
Friday the 13th.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Very superstitious.
Curse is broken, people.
People are scared.
Writing on the wall.
How's that curse I cursed you with?
Superstition ain't the way.
Why wait for the weekend? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And the crowd goes wild.
That's outrageous.
It makes me loco for Choco Puffs.
Very superstitious.
Well, moon tonight, guys. You wanna know what that means?
It means it's gonna get freaking crazy up in here.
This is freaking insane.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast. Yeah.
The big broadcast, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, on this Friday, the 13th. We don't care. My name is Greg. Rosie is here this afternoon. 84 is coming in. He'll be here, too.
And here they are.
Deborah, please clap. Yay.
Our top story.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
I was browsing our buddy David Blackman's blog, dbdailyupdate.com, which, again, I recommend everybody bookmark and check on a daily basis. It's always good. Quick read. I'm going to post a picture of Nancy Pelosi from yesterday, and it appears to me that she's had more work done. I mean, it's been obvious for a long time. She's had multiple procedures. Somebody glue your teeth together. Okay, you can talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just listening.
Oh, I'm not used to that. Usually I just sit here and I get ignored. According to David, San Fran had another procedure during the August recess. Her eyebrows are now closer to her receding hairline than they are to her retinas. And that's exactly what I'm seeing here. So I want to put this on Facebook, because is it being ugly to mock someone's physical appearance? No, not when it's Nancy Pelosi. Sorry, I have no one. Ah, jeez. I lost a Facebook friend. Down to $49.99. So we've got an opening. If you've been waiting,
you better jump on it.
Yeah. Just let me know. You can call Rosie. Give her your name.
Yes.
Or you can shoot me an email or a Facebook message. First one through joins the group.
They go like hotcakes.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to be my friend.
Yes.
So I want to get this posted immediately so we can get some reactions. By the way, while I'm doing this, let's once again wish Bailey the Wonder Dog a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
We put her picture up on Facebook, asked people to sign the card today, and that's what they did. Over 200, and we really appreciate that, because Bailey, you can have issues with any of us on the morning show. We understand that. It's personality radio, and we're not everybody's cup of tea, but everybody loves Bailey. And I brought her a chicken tender with a candle in it this morning, because when you are a pet freak, in fact, something that turned up in our material this morning, top 10 signs of a pet fanatic. Okay. Number 10, calling their pet their child or baby. I certainly do that. How about you?
Uh-huh.
Taking a pet to a pet-friendly spa.
Uh-huh.
Having more photos of a pet on the phone than any person.
Uh-huh.
7, turning down plans because the pet couldn't come along.
Uh-huh.
Or you couldn't find a pet sitter. You know me, Rosie.
I know you.
You have stepped into that role for me. Number 6, matching their outfit, the human's outfit, to an outfit the dog is wearing. I've never really done that. And we'll count down the top 5 professional style.
Number 5.
Allowing a pet to regularly sleep on the bed. How could you not?
Well, I have cats, so goes without saying.
Yeah.
They do what they want.
But doesn't really matter what type of dog it is, large or small, or what breed, they all have this innate skill to position themselves so that you can't assume your regular position.
Or roll over.
And they know that you just don't have what it takes to ask them to move.
Exactly. You'd rather writhe in pain.
They know who's training who.
Number 4.
Spending more money on a meal for a pet than a meal for themselves. Well, I can't say I do that, but hey, my dog and Bailey gets the freshest USDA chicken tenders that Food Outlet has.
I'm telling you.
Who do you know that sends pictures of chicken tenders to a friend on Sunday morning?
Not many people.
Just so they know that it's being taken care of.
Number 3.
Buying a pet clothes or fancy accessories. Usually the only thing my dogs have is the scarf.
Yeah, I like those little scarves.
Elizabeth from Gypsy Poodle has excellent taste. And they'll wear them for a couple of days before they figure a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Elizabeth and Gypsy Poodle, if you want the convenience of having your dog groomed at home, because we had an excellent groomer. I would never, ever in a million years insult Edna, who groomed Hershey for a long, long time. But it was the scheduling, which put a lot of pressure on her. Elizabeth and Gypsy Poodle, they come to your house, park in the driveway. The dogs are right there.
How great is that?
I trust Elizabeth with the key to the house to let them in if I'm not home, and she does a phenomenal job. She's one of those people that has that animal karma. You know, they just feel safe with her. And I'm very proud that she started out part-time with one mobile salon and now has three. Mm-hmm. She just started her third. Good for you, Elizabeth. We love you.
Number two.
Throwing a pet a birthday party, and that's exactly what we did for Bailey this morning, and it was...
awesome.
Says Bailey's daddy. And at the time...
Number one.
Creating a social media account for a pet. I haven't done that. I was thinking of doing Mange Dweeney on Facebook just for fun, but I can't even keep up with my own. By the way, was that a call for a...
Yes.
May I see the name, please?
Yes.
All right. Let's find this individual and give them the privilege of membership. And while I'm doing that, let me talk about John Lee Paint. What a great local business. 3.5 decades in their location on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, with awesome products that help you or professionals achieve a better result with paint. For interior painting, there's Richards. And even my dad, who was a pretty economical guy, said, don't ever... He came to my apartment and saw the paint running down the walls. He says, where did you get that? Kresge's? No. So get good paint. And for interior painting, Richards is formulated to give you that rich finish. And we did our entire house from one end to the other with a nice neutral color from John Lee Paints with an excellent result. And now John Lee has their own brand for exterior painting called Solarproof, which is formulated to resist the development of mildew and to also combat the elements of Alabama, heat, humidity, and so forth. It looks awesome. We are doing our front door in a custom mixed color from John Lee Paint. And yes, I buy it. That's what I do with all of my advertisers. It's policy. I don't ask you to spend your money with people I won't spend my own. It's just the way it has to be. And it's money well spent. John Lee Page, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy International Chocolate Day. And remember, chocolate is a health food. Chocolate is derived from cocoa beans. Beans are vegetables. Sugar is derived from either sugar beets or cane. And both are vegetables. And of course, the milk and cream are dairy. So eat more chocolate to meet your dietary requirements of daily vegetable and dairy intake. You're welcome. These are the things I keep reminding myself of so I feel less guilty. Happy International Chocolate Day.
And Rosie, I'm assuming those are international Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that you brought in.
Absolutely.
Today. Imported from
the dollar store.
Jason S. wants that Facebook slot, but Jason, I put Jason S. in there and like 20 names came up, and the first few I checked are already friends, so please, we need a last name.
Yes, call us back and spell it out.
I feel incomplete when my friend group is not maxed out. Let's take a look at some of the people. Oh, I see. It's got to be Jason, this guy. I just got a request.
Okay.
So I'm going to confirm that and hope it's you. And if it's not, we'll get you next time. Because I'm bound to piss off somebody who will, you know, bow out of the group or somebody will die. It is 3:23, so changes here at News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to congratulate Joey and Jack Campbell, who sounded phenomenal this morning. And under kind of a challenging set of circumstances, it always is when you're taking somebody else's place. But, and this is the opportunity that Joey has worked hard to get and deserves. But guess what? It leaves an opening here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've always had the dream of sidekicking on a talk show, here's your chance. This is one of those things that it's got to be easy. All you do is turn on the mic and talk, you know?
Not so.
No. So, basically, I'm going to put something on Facebook, but if you want to call and talk about it on the air, 272-9228, it's also I'll Request Friday. Today's Friday the 13th. I've never had... I probably shouldn't say this. Have you ever had anything bad happen on any Friday the 13th that I can remember? To me, it's just like Halloween. It's just
I didn't even realize it until I heard y'all talking about it this morning.
Well, you know, us, we pounded into the ground when one of those things happens. But seriously, if you 84, he's developed into a really good radio sidekick. He's well informed and has good opinions and. He always makes me feel like I've overdressed him or outdressed him on any given day, which is nice.
Jorts. Did you see that picture of him in front of the girls' team?
No.
Where he's doing the splits?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Ooh, I know it.
I don't like to see pictures of men doing the splits.
It's got to hurt.
Yeah, no, when I see that, it makes me wince. It makes my hurt. So, no, I don't like that. I have reached out to Delkin Tomlinson.
Yay.
Because I love, absolutely love, I'm waving at you, Jason. That's that silly thing that Facebook does.
I know it. It's better than poking.
So I don't know if we're going to end up with somebody on a daily basis or we'll do... See, the whole concept of happy hour at the beginning was to kind of mirror what people would talk about after a drink or having a drink after work.
Social conversation.
Yeah. It's not that we lost sight of that, because we're all over the place topic-wise, just like if you were to hang out in a bar and eavesdrop on 10 conversations, you'd probably hear people talking about 10 different things. Although there's no doubt in my mind today that everybody would be talking about that great Democratic debate last night. What a joke. What a joke. I mentioned David Blackman. I think he made the case today that nobody's going to win, and they're going to have a broker convention, and they'll probably throw the fake Indian out there as, because this the recession that they have tried to tell America we're in, it's not flying. Market hit another high today. Consumer confidence is still very high. And when you get down to it, you can, and I'll never understand the insane devotion to destroying Donald Trump that we're witnessing. Because the next question is, well, what kind of a country do you really want to live in? Do you want to live in a place that allows high-risk people in just because I need asylum here? Do you want a country that requires its citizens to pay half their income in taxes to support all the social programs?
No.
No. And that's all they've got to sell. And let's once again, everybody, let's hear it for the Joey.
Please clap.
Uh-huh. There he is.
Hello, Greg.
We're actively, because you can't keep, you've got, you're big time now. I'm surprised that you're still willing to hang out even for a little bit as a sidekick on my show.
Well, I know where I come from. I mean, partly it's
Catholic High?
Catholic High, hog farmers from Andalusia, the ghettos, Polish ghettos of Newark, New Jersey, but I also came from the Happy Hour rocket ship to success.
He remembers and his you're the roots, captain. Greg. And he's grateful.
Shucks, then I'm putting you in charge of my eulogy when I die. You're going to get to host that.
Oh, I'm good at those.
Okay.
He
it's
is.
A weird thing to say.
No time was, soon, please.
While you were out of the studio, I posted this. David Blackman has this picture of Pelosi. You can see it on the computer screen there. She's had more work done, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Because her eyebrows are further away from her eyes than they've ever been before. Red her cheeks are.
She looks like a clown.
Yeah. A little white in there, and that's all she'd need to be a cousin it.
I'm going to put this diplomatically.
Yes.
I think it is a shame. I mean, Pelosi in her younger years was a fairly good-looking woman.
She was Miss Oil and Lube in 1955.
And I don't, the expectation that, by the way, we have some guests outside, some special guests.
Special guests?
Like Donnie Davis.
Yeah. That's right. Donnie Davis is joining us today.
But for her to feel like, at her age, that she's got to do work and like keep up the appearances like that, it's just kind of, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's a shame.
She was that. Of course, the media will never show you that picture, but it went around in our circles of Nancy Pelosi as Miss Oil and Lube. 1955, she was 19 then. So what would that make her now? 79, I think. Yeah. Why do that? You know, at some point you got to say, you know what? I'm just glad my heart's still ticking and I can get around and
I talk now, but who knows what technology will be in years. I'll have stem cells.
Oh, you'll be able to have a head transplant being as young as you are. If that's what you need, that's what you'll be able to get. So Donnie Davis will be joining us in just a moment. I mentioned Jacqueline Tomlinson a sec ago. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have a law practice that's devoted to representing men who are facing a divorce situation. And I'm quite serious when I say if you think it's coming, you might get ambushed. You might actually come to that conclusion mutually, but under the best of circumstances, you still need advocacy because you're going to have a lot of changes in front of you in your life. They don't seem like a big deal when you talk about them, like, you know, living at a different place or taking a different route to work, but it is a major adjustment. What you don't need is to be involved or trying to negotiate your own exit. Let them do it for you. That way you can focus on you and coming out of the relationship whole and let them do what they do best, which is be advocates for men and their needs and issues when it comes to divorce, especially custody. They have fought that battle successfully many times. Call them at 819-4810, 819-4810. Having a consultation does not mean you have to get divorced, but it's good to get an idea of where you stand and what you have to lose in a situation. Call them or visit them online and read the testimonials because they speak to them better than I can at divorceformenalabama.com. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Donnie Davis will join us in just a moment. Let's get our first look at the roads this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
We're making our way through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we still see an accident at Taylor Road and 85 southbound. That is going to be right near the entrance ramp to the interstate, so be careful there. Taylor Road's already pretty packed up from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road, so use care in that entire area of town. If you're on the boulevard, it's very crowded between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway and between Vaughan Road and the interstate, so watch it in that area. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any big problems for you there, and we don't see any hang-ups on the 31s. Get ready. Ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police say that shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street early last Saturday morning. And a teenager has been arrested for making threats against Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all-clear was given. Juanita Abernathy, who wrote the business plan for the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and took other influential steps in helping to build the American Civil Rights Movement, has died. She was 88. Family spokesman James Peterson confirmed she died Thursday at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta following complications from a stroke. She's the widow of Reverend Dr. Ralph Abernathy. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much change in our forecast right away, but we are watching the future progress of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. For us, though, it's still mainly dry. Rain chances about 10%. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, very hot again with a high temperature up to about 96. I'll bump the rain chances up slightly to about 20%. Widely scattered storms. Maybe a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by the time we get into Sunday and Monday. Depending on the future track of that tropical system, we've got our eyes on it, and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
helps you do it right to save on what you need to take on all the projects on your to-do list. Stop in today and save $20 on a Greenworks 1700 PSI electric pressure washer, now $99. Just plug it in and go. No gas is required. And keep your lawn looking its best by repairing bare spots and get 25% off all Pennington One-Step Complete Lawn Repair Mix. Whatever projects you have in mind today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/11. Pennington offer availability varies by location. U.S. only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got a case of parascivitic triophobia. If you look that word up inside of the Wikipedia, it's the fear of Fridays on the 13th on the calendar. Maybe you've got parascivitic triophobia. Stepped upon a crack one time, my mother broke her back. I'd 7 years of bad luck after my mirror cracked. I walked under a ladder when it was Friday 13, and that's why my backpack is full of 20 rabbit's feet. Oh, I think I've got parascivitic triophobia. You should get real nervous if a black cat walks in front of you. When you spill some salt, you better throw it left and back of you. Yes, I've got the parascivitic triophobia.
And welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Our guest in the studio is Donnie Davis. He's been a visitor to our show numerous times, and we love, you got an open door here anytime you want to drop in, sir.
Like you.
You've heard the story, or if you haven't, let me get you up to speed with mile marker 13, where a drunk, impaired driver hit Donnie head on. He lost a leg. How he survived it is a question that maybe only God could answer. But one of the people, or one of the groups that was first on the scene, is also represented here this afternoon. Dana Grubbs from the Pike Road Fire Department. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Were you involved in that event when Donnie had the wreck?
Yes, sir. I was one of the initial arriving units.
When we talk about the work that you do and the things you have to see to do your job, but you can't get caught up in what you see. You have to act to save a life. Did you think Donnie would make it, given what you saw? I've seen the pictures.
In being 100% honest and transparent at this point, we were very concerned about how he was going to withstand what we needed to do. He was very critical. It did take us a considerable amount of time to get him out. It took a couple of different special techniques that we need to use to extricate people out of vehicles that have that much damage. Mm-hmm. And then when you factor in the amount of injuries that he had, too, that just made it much more of a time-sensitive situation.
You know, he's my instant cure for a bad day.
Absolutely.
We all have that. By the way, this is Rosie Brock. She's our producer today. Woo. And a graduate of the Larry Stevens School of Broadcasting. But, when you know, it's so easy to be a human being and get frustrated over something that is stupid or infinitesimal. So then I think about my courageous friend Donnie here, and all of a sudden I realize, okay, yeah, this is nothing. You can sail through this. Instant perspective. And there's an event coming up Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Donnie, you want to talk about it and how you got involved?
Well, I'll have to say, Dinah and Ashley and I have a very intimate situation. We're probably the only three that has ever been inside a mangled car for about 40 minutes while everybody tried to figure out how in the world we're going to get the pieces of this guy back out.
Wow.
But Dinah was actually in the car with Ashley and I, and it was kind of interesting. I can still remember at one point Ashley looked at Dana and said, you know, we need to get that metal that's sticking in his arm out. And Dinah looked at her and said, honey, that's not metal. That's bones that are sticking out of the arm instead of metal sticking in. Wow. But Dinah has been a friend. And that's kind of my tie to the event Sunday. The event Sunday, and I'll let Dinah expound on it, but it's about remembering 9/11, for one thing.
Sure.
And it's also about our local first responders. And, you know, 9/11 was a horrific thing. And, you know, some 3,000 people lost their life. And we think about that and we think that's huge. But the reality is, it's not 3,000 people that are affected. It's thousands upon thousands.
Sure.
Because that 3,000 has brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and husbands and wives and grandchildren. And it's tremendous. And we all get teary-eyed and we all get goosebumps when we see, think, or remember 9/11.
Sure.
And hopefully and prayerfully, our local first responders hopefully will never have to respond to anything like the magnitude of 9/11.
Right.
But probably before the night is out, somewhere in Montgomery County, if not Montgomery County, the state of Alabama, some of those people are going to be called on to respond to a situation that may not affect 3,000 people's lives, but it may likely affect 100 people's lives, because there may be one man trapped in a car on a county road, and their willingness to serve, their dedication to have the training they need to act when they get there, their concern and their passion for the job they do will make a difference that may very well save that life, just as it saved mine. And when it saves that life, then it impacts daughter's life, grandson's life,
right,
wife, mother, father. And it's a huge thing. And none of us think that it's ever going to happen to us.
Right.
But it may happen to any one of us on the way home tonight. And so this tribute not only honors the fallen from 9/11, but it takes time to realize and focus on what these local first responders do each and every day.
I've had the privilege of meeting quite a few of our local first responders in my time here in Montgomery, and this came up the other day on the anniversary, Wednesday, and I made this statement. I have yet to meet anybody that I don't think would have done what the first responders in New York did, going into a building, probably knowing there's a good chance I might not get out of here alive. Or that if I can get to where the fires are, what will I be able to accomplish? I, you know, watched so many documentaries on that event. And in the South Tower, which was the first to collapse, the firefighters that got up there, I believe it was Code 4s, there were a lot of bodies in that lobby. There wasn't much they could do to help them. And then the building collapsed and they were lost. 343 firefighters alone, in addition to police and others. But they went in because that was their job. And I see the same courage, the same dedication in the people here. If, God forbid, something like that happened in Montgomery, you guys would be there. When you go through training, Dana, but when you come into a situation like the one you saw with Donnie, did you feel like your training had completely prepared you for dealing with a situation that was that desperate?
Most often, yes.
Okay.
I mean, that is essentially what the end goal of training is to be able to take a situation like that, look at it, assess it,
right,
determine exactly what needs to be done to handle it as quickly as possible. You have to be able to just kind of put your feelings aside in that moment,
yeah,
and focus on the job at hand to get it done. But that is why we train. That goes for the police department, the fire department, those in EMS. I mean, that is essentially the importance of training, because it teaches you and prepares you to be able to handle those situations and do it gracefully and efficiently. And in Donnie's case, us being able to do our job and do it well made a difference in saving his life. And
I can't, there's no doubt about that. Having seen the pictures, you did all the right stuff.
Yes.
And how long were you there before you called for helicopter?
They were dispatched almost immediately.
Okay, good.
Based on the call criteria from the information that was given when Ashley placed the 911 call, we knew we were dealing with a critical situation.
So this event on Sunday, who's participating? How can we support it?
The event is hosted by the Pike Road Fire Department. This will actually be the 8th year that we've hosted
it. Yes,
The name of the event is Alabama Remembers 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. It is open to the public. We do have a very large public safety presence, both from the fire service, police service, the EMS service. This year, we actually have the 911. There's several 911 centers that have joined together and created some teams. So we have the dispatching side of it represented. And we also have a really large military presence this year. So that is just from the people that have joined. We do have a number of civilians that have created teams. Several of the CrossFit gyms have created teams this year.
What time does the RSA Tower open for this?
We will open on-site registration at 8 a.m. And registration will run from 8 a.m. until about 9:30 or 10. We do have an opening ceremony that starts at 9:30. And then the climb itself will actually start at about 10 o'clock.
I wonder, you know, these stairs here, and you navigate them so amazingly, Donnie. I must climb these. I think I could probably do it. I could probably climb.
It's just 20 floors. 22 floors.
Five times.
It's not my... five times you got to do it?
The end goal is 110 stories.
Can I get a participation ribbon?
Absolutely.
Or something if I just do it once? It's not my legs I worry about. It's my heart.
Well, the 110 represents the height of the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so registration begins at 8 a.m. How many people generally participate in this?
We typically,
is it growing on an annual basis?
It has continued to grow over an annual basis. We do have more people that have pre-registered this year than we have ever had at this point before.
That's great.
That's very encouraging. We typically have a little over 300 participants every year.
Wow.
So. And it's people from all over Central Alabama. We have a big team that comes down from Birmingham. Several departments from their area join us.
By the way, this morning, the topic of our conundrum was all about popular aromas. Coffee was the most recognized. Peanut butter was number two. But we intervened and brought up Liggers Bakery because there is nothing that is the siren of food aromas. It beckons. And how is everything at our biggest and best bakery here in Montgomery?
Well, when I left about 5 to 3, everything was good.
Glad to hear that. We're going to wrap up here in just a minute. We'll take a quick break at 3:49 and come right back. It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM. Our guest, our friend and inspiration, Donnie Davis.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy.
Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know it's Friday the 13th.
The number 13 scares me.
People will purposefully avoid doing anything significant due to the belief that the day is cursed.
Don't cross a black cat.
Yawning without covering your mouth allows your soul to escape.
I do not whistle inside.
Did you know that a young boy drowned?
Friday the 13th for me has always been more of a lucky day.
Good, we need some good luck today.
USA Today surveyed America.
Our survey said
1 in 3 of us are superstitious and take deliberate actions to avoid bad luck. You know, the old step on the crack, break your mother's back silliness. Athletes, by the way, are the most superstitious people on the planet. They're very... Wade Boggs, Hall of Fame baseball player, would only eat chicken on game day because he believed it gave him a magical power. In the studio with us, an event taking place this Sunday at the RSA Tower. What is the official name of the event, Dana?
It's Alabama Remembers 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb.
And if you'd like to participate, is this something people can pre-register for? Is there a web address you can give me?
It's events.firehero.org/Alabama Remembers.
Events.firehero.org. Okay.
And it's /Alabama Remembers.
Are similar events taking place in other cities?
There are. There are over 50 stair climbs that happen throughout the country.
All right. And then for folks to replicate the heroics of the firefighters on 9/11, you climb the RSA Tower 5 times, and that's like 115 stories.
110.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So that's Sunday morning at 8 as the registration begins. I would love to go and do it at least once.
It's self-paced. You have the ability to come in and climb as many stairs as you can, and then you have the ability to step out when you want to. It is meant to be memorialized. It is meant to be a reflection. It serves a great educational purpose for those that we are only teaching 9/11 to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it serves a lot of different purposes from that perspective.
And Donnie Davis is here, a real profile in courage after having survived one of the most horrendous wrecks I have ever seen pictures of, and continuing on with his life. And again, the reminder that a second's negligence, not even being impaired. We've had other guests who have told us that driving distracted is about as bad. Well, you would know because you have to deal with this too in Pike Road and every other town. Tell us a little more about
very
that.
Very common. Distracted driving is a very common cause of accidents.
You know, it gets me. It seems like there's a lot of talk about that, but you're still seeing it.
Absolutely.
I have not been menaced or had a close call with somebody who was distracted, but I've been at a traffic light. You could see the person in front of you has got their head looking down, and obviously from their position, they're doing something other than paying attention to the road. Now, that's annoying, but doing that while the car is going 45, 55, 65 miles an hour, that's asking for trouble.
On a two-lane highway where there's very little margin of error.
Donnie, just once again, the driver, I believe this individual was found to have what in their bloodstream? Was it was alcohol, right? And meth?
And other substances.
Other substances. Yeah. Has that case finally been adjudicated?
It has been adjudicated. The other driver was sentenced to 20 years.
Wow.
And he has since filed a motion to withdraw his guilty plea and has given notice that he intends to appeal to a judge to withdraw, or to the Court of Criminal Appeals to withdraw his guilty plea. It was denied by a circuit court judge in Montgomery. So we'll see. It drags on.
Is he currently in?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is currently incarcerated.
All right. That doesn't change the circumstances you have to deal with, but it's good to know some accountability has finally occurred in your situation. We hope you come back and visit us. We hope you have a phenomenal turnout. Anytime we can help you with anything that's of benefit to first responders and raising awareness, you're always welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Ashley, you should consider being a radio sidekick. You know that? Donnie's daughter. If you can face a situation like the one you had to deal with, hanging out with us for an afternoon, It's fun. It's easy. Cake. We're easy to deal with. We thank you all for coming by to join us this afternoon. It's 4 minutes before 4 o'clock. Our most electrifying story of the day is coming up after the top of the hour. In the meantime, I just completed this last trip to Florida. Was about just under 2,000 miles of total driving. And a good chunk of that was in South Florida, where people are simply crazy. It's tough enough to worry about the maniac level. I mean, speeding and people weaving in and out and just overall rudeness. But the one thing I didn't have to worry about was the car I was driving, because I had taken it to Don Duncan the day before I left. They rotated and inspected the tires and made sure there was nothing embedded that could cause a flat or other issues. They ran the diagnostics, everything on the car checked out. So they put the oil in, a new filter, even topped off the wiper fluid, so that when I left, I was ready and able to drive with confidence that I would not have to deal with any of those kinds of things. And that's about at least the 50th round trip to Florida I've made with the confidence that comes with having Don Duncan as your go-to group of mechanics. With three locations to serve you, in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison. If you work for the government, just bring your car there. They'll get you back to your office and get you back with your car. Whatever it takes, it's all about customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. And on Bell Road, north of Vaughan, and on my Facebook page today, we have our third Duncan & Son Predictathon. Take a few seconds, make a prediction on the Kent State-Auburn game. And if you're the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game, you will win the works. And that's a complete service on your vehicle from any of the three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. 357.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at your Friday afternoon ride home, and we have a couple of accidents pretty near each other on the boulevard. One of those is at Woodley Road, another at the Troy Highway, and from the looks of the traffic jam at Taylor Road and I-85, it looks like police are probably still working the accident there. It's very crowded on Taylor Road, so watch the cars around you there. Both interstates still are up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any problems on I-65 or on I-85, and the 31s look pretty good unless you're headed towards Wetumpka, and there's a big jam up around the casino. Be careful this afternoon as you get on towards the house. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect...